From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Julia Duba. A new study paints a sad picture of historic sites in Florida if something isn't done to combat sea level rise. Matt Laszlo reports from Washington on efforts underway to mitigate the problem.
Climate change isn't just making weather patterns more sporadic. It's also impacting NASA and the Kennedy Space Center, along with historic sites around South Florida, according to a new report from the Union of Concerned Scientists. Alexander Parsons is an archaeologist with the National Park Service in South Florida.
We're losing some of the most historically significant sites in the country as a result of climate change impacts. And so they're trying to get this information out there to the public and to congressmen to draw attention to this issue.
Sea level rise is also hurting the prehistoric Florida shell structures at the Canaveral National Seashore, which Parsons calls one of the nation's most significant archaeological sites. She says they're making progress, but says it's an uphill battle.
We're attempting to create a habitat that will create a natural buffer from rising sea levels and protect the archaeological sites. And so far, this is working out pretty well. We've managed to stabilize several hundred feet of eroding shorelines next to these archaeological sites.
The group is calling for a national climate change strategy to reduce carbon emissions, along with more funding to protect sites that are already being disrupted. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
The Miami Dolphins are reportedly abandoning plans to seek a tax break. The team will instead look to be paid for drawing big events such as the Super Bowl to Sun Life Stadium. Stephen Ross, the team owner, had been looking into having Miami-Dade County, the school system, and Miami Gardens take over control of the stadium. That would have freed the team of a nearly $4 million property tax bill. But that proposal was unpopular with the county, the school district, and leaders in Miami Gardens. Under the new plan, Ross would use private funds to renovate the stadium, and the county would pay the team for each major event the stadium brings. NFL owners are preparing to choose finalists to host the 2018 Super Bowl. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Julia Duba.